And it has always been so that it's changed really very little over the years. That I talked to an old friend of mine yesterday, whom I had not talked to in about 6 years. And she said that my voice had not changed one bit. The way I talked, I just talked over the telephone, had not changed one bit, except for, if anything, that I seemed to pronounce my words more distinctly, which I thought kind of freaky, because usually all of my vowels are just leveled out. I mean, my vowels are E and most of the time and sometimes ah, particularly when I want to pronounce the IE diphthong.
Well, that's kind of interesting that you're, that, you know, like even when you were young, people would have thought your accent. Mm-hmm. You mean to say that your accent was considered strange in Augusta, for Augusta?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh, that most people think that I am from Charleston or from Virginia, but I can almost see how they think that I was from Charleston, because most people are familiar with either the Gullah dialect or what they call the Geechee. Down below, between the Savannah and Ogeechee rivers. And Geechee and or Gullah might have had a great influence on my dialect. I know that my grandparents and on my mother's side and my mother tended to overemphasize certain pronunciations. Like I can remember that instead of pronouncing half, like half a dollar, it was half. Instead of a calf, like a baby cow, it was calf. And then from about 1944, well, pretty much up to the present day, only she doesn't get to the house as much as often, that we had a black cook who really raised me, that you might say, and I suppose it'd be permissible to say in those days, that she was kind of my mammy and I was her boy. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the way that's the way she refers to me today, as Briscoe, he's my boy, you know. And I used to spend hours in the kitchen talking to Julia. Julia was originally a farm Negro. And she came to work as a cook in November of 1944. And I probably communicated more with her than any other member of the family. And she probably had a great deal to do with the formulation of my own idiolect, that I'd go out and knock a few boards together in the yard for an hour, then come in the kitchen and sit on the step stool and talk to her for about 3 hours about the full-scale locomotive I was building. And even today, the G and I can get going in the kitchen, you know, she gets in there. And people can listen outside. We might not know they're listening, and they say they cannot understand a word we're saying. And that I think it might be because we just kind of lapse into one of Julia's native dialects. I don't know whether it's not really Gullah or Geechee or anything like that. But I cannot produce it at will. When I get talking to Julia, I can sort of talk like she does, and she understands me that, do you think an anecdote with Julia, if I told you an anecdote about Julia and one of Julia's in my conversation, that would help. And Julia is a good cook. She really is. And, our family have always loved seafood. And first time that we ever went down to see it, well, the first time we ever took Julia down to see Ellen was back in 1947. Well, Julia and George, her husband, of course, had always loved fishing and things like that, but then always done freshwater fishing, you know, particularly in Ray's Creek, down in Augusta, before Ray's Creek was so built up around. Well, oh God, there's so many anecdotes about Julia and all the Juliarisms that are in our family that it's hard to really pick out one. Just thinking about this, and it brings up a host of anecdotes.
Oh, tell them.
Well, anyway.